Tory's barbaric Rwanda policy take wealth off rich jobs and homes for all. Josh Asker's Socialist Party National Committee images of the horrors of war are etched into our memories from weeks of television coverage of the conflict in Ukraine. While thousands of British households have volunteered to offer homes to Ukrainians fleeing the war, Tory Home Secretary Priti Patel has been finalising plans to deport refugees to Rwanda. As Boris Johnson's Tories reel from Partygate and try to fend off growing anger about the profit-driven cost of living crisis, they announce a £1.4 billion scheme to inflict more misery on some of the most vulnerable people. The plans would see refugees flown 4,000 miles away to wait months to be processed. Just last year, the UK government raised concerns at the UN about extrajudicial killings, deaths in custody, enforced disappearances and torture in Rwanda. Now it says the country is safe and secure with a track record of supporting asylum seekers. What of the 12 refugees shot dead by police at a protest over food subsidies in 2018? The Archbishop of Canterbury has said that the principle of the scheme would not stand up to the judgment of God. And even some Tories can see the Rwanda policy is idiotic. Former Tory government minister Andrew Mitchell has suggested the scheme could cost up to £2 million per asylum seeker, making the point that it would be cheaper to put people up in the Ritz. Australia's equivalent scheme is said to have cost as much as £1.7 million each. The scheme's stated aim is to deter migrants from making the perilous journey over the English Channel in boats. But it won't work, as the Australian scheme hasn't, and as a since wound up agreement between Israel and Rwanda didn't. The government probably hopes that the announcement will succeed in apportioning some of the blame for the hardship we all face onto a small number of refugees, rather than the bosses getting rich at our expense. Just as they have tried to blame the cost of living crisis on the war in Ukraine. The Tories can't be trusted to offer a safe and prosperous future for anyone, except super-rich big business bosses. We fight for a real right to asylum for all those fleeing war and dictatorship. Fully achieving this is linked to the struggle for socialism, taking the wealth off the super-rich to provide well-paid jobs, homes and services for all.